Hello everyone and welcome to Lifestyles. I'm Naina, your host and moderator for today, filling in for Dee Linen, who will return next week. This program is brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Services. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. I'm really excited today because we have a lovely guest sitting in front of us. Her name is Ellen Wasser-Rinn. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Well, Rinn is Rinn. The H is actually said as well. Rinn.
Yes. Rinn. All right. So Ellen is the director of Model Management Agency in Philadelphia, MMA. That's what it's known for. Ellen, first of all, welcome to Lifestyles. And now it's great to have you here. It's great to know about MMA, but we want to know it all. So tell us about MMA. Tell us about Model Management Agency.
Well, thank you, Naina, so much for hosting me. MMA, we are a 27-year-old full-service agency, so we represent actors. We represent models. We also do have 12 makeup artists that we represent for different projects in the Philadelphia area, film, television, print work, and we represent all ages. So, well, I wouldn't say all ages, 4 to 84. So
okay.
We start at 4 years old, so we do book kids' accounts, and also we book pharmaceutical and healthcare, so we do represent a few people in their 80s for more so commercial-type print and on-camera television. So, yeah, it's a full-service agency. We also do develop models for the New York market. And we have some girls and guys that we've gotten their careers started and launched that now work in New York, Chicago, L.A., Paris. We just had one of our girls return from Australia, where
wow.
She did 3 months in Australia. She did very well. She was in Marie Claire magazine and a bunch of other editorial magazines. Made some very good money for being a starting model. And right now, one of our girls is in Milan. So I have actually placed her with Next Worldwide. So when I do place some of our girls and guys, I go to the top agencies. But we do a lot of the development here first and foremost. So one just doesn't step into it immediately and become a star.
Right.
It takes certain steps and a comfort zone and a look and a style and the confidence to be able to do the next thing, so to speak.
All right. So I should actually call you a career launcher for a lot of people. But before we get into that, let's talk about you. How did you get into this industry and how did you, start out with MMA?
Well, I have a fine arts degree and psychology minor from Temple University.
Right.
So I was a dancer. Mm-hmm. I modeled part-time just to put myself through school because I worked 3 different jobs to put myself through school. At first, I thought I was going to be a movement therapist. I wanted to work with the mind, the body, and the spirit, but within the arts because I love the arts and I love helping people. So out of college, I started to model part-time and I started to teach acting classes and I started to teach hair and makeup and someone approached for me to teach at a modeling school, so to speak. And so many of the girls and guys were coming to me afterwards like, now what do we do, Ellen? You know, what's the next step for me, Ellen?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get bookings? How do I get jobs? How do I go to New York? That I approached those corporate folks and said, you know, I really would like to go. And they said, well, maybe we'll partner with you and open a modeling agency. So that was 27 years ago.
Wow.
I said, all right, I'll give it a shot. And then I had been placing some of my girls in New York and I kept going up and seeing Elite and Ford and Elite and Ford. And then Elite approached me saying, we'd love for you to be a part-time traveling scout, looking for the supermodels. And I thought, okay, how do I get paid on that? How does that work? I've never been there before. So they literally put me on flights and set up radio shows and television shows and booked a hotel and they would, you know, put it on the radio where they would scout the 16, 17, 18-year-old girls that were tall and skinny and wanted to be a model. And so for 8 years, I was also a traveling scout for Elite.
Mm-hmm.
And then Elite was, they only wanted the superstar girl. So if I had a girl who I believed in, who I put my time and effort into developing her and working with her, and if Elite said no, I would then walk her personally over to Ford and to IMG and to and to 10 of the other agencies. So all the other agencies got to know me, you know, in New York City. And then I also visited Chicago and Miami and LA and kind of did the same thing. So if a model comes to us and we feel that she has the right height, sizes, measurements, look, her clear skin, you know, mm-hmm. all the right features, we'll develop her for local work, mm-hmm. book her for everything that we can on the local market. Mm-hmm. But if she wants a full-time career, we actually now have the connections to make that happen worldwide. So,
wow.
And that's fun for me because, you know, as a model, they might don't, as a fashion model, they might only have a 10-year window of opportunity. So they have to kind of be launched by 18, 19 years old to have that 10-year opportunity. But I have had girls make $300,000, $400,000 consistently, and then they can save that, put that in the bank, and then do whatever they want, you know, want, or go back to college or get their master's degree. So. Yeah. And then we also do represent talent locally. Now, they're not going to make that type of income here on the local market. It's part-time often because we do work with all the local photographers, art directors, the different casting directors in the Philadelphia area. And with actors, there's all shapes and sizes. So somebody doesn't have to be 5'9" and a size 4.
Right.
They could be 5'2" and 140 pounds and be a really well-known, strong actor. You know, so one of our top actors that we developed years ago, she actually had an engineering degree.
Okay.
And she was 5'7", African-American, 29 years old, probably 160 pounds. I'm not going to mention her name since I just gave her weight on air.
Sure.
But she started to do so well through us that she says, you know, I don't really want to be an engineer. I want to leave my full-time job. Do you think this is a possibility? And she sure did. We had her on QVC and we booked her for various, for voiceover work, for television work, for commercial work. But it was a slow start. It took about 3 to 4 years before she could actually leave her full-time job, you know.
That's really interesting when you mentioned that from an engineering background, she stepped into the modeling world. So does that happen often? Do people from different backgrounds, from different professions come to you and say that, you know what, now I've realized I want to do this?
Well, that's a really good question because I have to say within the last 3 years, I have noted it quite a bit that there are men and women in their 40s and 50s and 60s that are saying, I've done this other career for 20 or 30 years and I'm bored with it. Mm-hmm. And I've always wanted to try acting, or I did some theater in high school, or I dappled with it in college and it's my dream. And we really have had quite a bit of talent coming in wanting to change careers. And I would let them know that you can't necessarily change immediately, you know, because it's a business where you have to be known. You have to be respected. The producers and the directors have to believe that you have talent and ability. And it takes marketing on our behalf, but also along with the talent. So we hold meetings on how our talent can do that along with us. Mm-hmm. In the last 3 years, specifically, I have seen quite a bit of people wanting to make a career change.
Right. And are these career changes, do they, you know, when somebody is coming from a different career or a profession, like you just mentioned, are they successful in this industry?
We have had some people very successful. But again, it's a chancy business. So there's like no guarantees. It really depends upon the client, if the client's going to book or not. And there is a lot of competition. So they have to realize that, you know, if they had a 9-to-5 job going in every day and getting the paycheck, it's very different where you're auditioning and you might go on 10 auditions and not book anything because you weren't the right fit for what the producer was thinking of. Or they might have changed their mind on set when they started to put some people together. So
tell me something. When somebody approaches you, a new person who's just come out of college and comes to you and say that, you know, I want to come for the audition, how do you select that person or how does your team select that person?
First of all, we ask somebody to send us a couple pictures of themselves. So it can be digital pictures, something that we just see, so that we, first of all, in our industry, they want symmetrical faces.
Okay.
So we literally need to look for the symmetry in the face. Also, they want most advertising folks, whether it be on camera or print work, they want to see a nice smile. Mm-hmm. So we need to see the smile. We need to see the symmetry of the face and then the structure of the body. So a couple digitals, you know, so no money is spent, is sent via, and then and a bit of a resume. We like to see a resume of any background or experience. And then from there, if somebody has a marketable look and something that shows that they're outgoing and they can be in front of people, we invite them to an open call.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm going to get back to you with that question and know more about it. But right now, we're just going to cut for a commercial. And when we get back, we're going to talk more to with Ellen from MMA.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com. ardmoremusichall.com or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
The major holidays are almost upon us. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Are you prepared for your holiday party events? We produce events for the holidays and other occasions. May we package your business or personal holiday event? Are you considering a Santa Claus or three-piece band? Or special celebrity guest, a Christmas carol, choir, or perhaps catering, possibly walk around magicians, fortune tellers. We aid corporate events, smaller business attractions, family affairs. Just tell us your goals, free consultation, free ideas. Contact Wilms for Rent. Call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. Sitting with us here is Ellen from MMA, Model Management Agency. And she was just talking to us about how they select people when somebody approaches them, a new face that they see. And you have a lot of auditions, open auditions in your office, I believe.
Yeah, we have an open call once or twice a month.
Okay.
Where we will interview new faces to see if there's potential for us consider to signing them on.
All right. So would you like to tell people the dates or the upcoming open audition that they can come up to?
Well, we don't do it by dates because they have to submit photos first. So we don't bring someone in. We don't want to waste anybody's time. We also don't want to disappoint someone if the potential's not there.
Right.
So we would rather take a look first at photographs to see if they're marketable. So there is an email address I can give you. Info, I-N-F-O, info at MMAagency.com. That's two M's, two A's, MMAagency.com. Info at MMAagency.com.
All right. So people got that there.
Yeah, because if people don't spell it right, then we'll never receive their pictures, you
yes.
know? So that's why I mentioned that a couple times. So
a lot of people who are emerging actors, models, this is the address that you have to go to, and Ellen would be more than happy to help you out. So Ellen, tell me, I went to your website and I saw a lot of children's faces as well. So what is the age group, you know, when the parents decide that, you know what, my kid is so beautiful, he should be a model, he should be an actor?
Well, there are agencies that do babies, believe it or not, and there's agencies that do little ones, but we start at age 4 or 5.
Okay.
So, and it's the maturity level, like the child has to be able to feel comfortable parting from mom. Mm-hmm. In our lobby, our doors are all open, so the parent can easily see the child as they move from the lobby into the interviewing area. But there are some children, if they're too young and they can't be separated from mom, then they're not going to be necessarily the right age for modeling yet. You know what I mean? There
right.
is that separation thing. So age 4 and 5 and up.
So when these kids come, even on the sets, you know, I'm talking about after you book them. So the parents are always with them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or a parent guardian.
A parent guardian, yes.
Is always with them. So do you think that there's ever a problem when you're handling with the kids?
No, we've never had a problem.
No, it's always good, easy.
Yes. Now, when they come in to meet us, if a child is very, very shy and they can't come and talk to us without mom, then we obviously realize they're not, even though they might be absolutely beautiful and the mom is excited about it, then it's not necessarily ready for them. So we wait until the child themselves are very chatty and friendly and can separate from mom, even if it's 10 feet away, to be able to sit in front of us and have a little chat with us. So that's when they're more marketable than somebody who's a bit too shy.
And then you also told me about senior citizens who come in as actors.
Well, we actually represent an actor. He's 84 years old and he was a pastor, but he's retired. Mm-hmm. He does theater work. He and his wife do a lot of theater, part-time theater. And so he had come in and, you know, we do book the local pharmaceutical ads and we book healthcare. And, you know, there's a wide variety. We've booked a few 55 and older communities, you know. So, we're full service. So
I believe there's no age when it comes to this industry.
It depends upon the marketability. Again, somebody still has to have a nice smile and clear skin and a nice personality and, and have some talent in front of the camera. Somebody has to be able to light up in front of the camera. And that's not for everyone. Not everybody feels comfortable in front of the camera. So, you know, they don't need to apply.
So let's talk about the Philadelphia market. You've been here in the industry for 27 years. You've seen how the market or the industry has evolved. Tell us how Philadelphia as a state, as a market for this industry has really grown.
That's a double-edged sword, so to speak, because in my 27 years, I have seen a lot of the clients leave the Philadelphia market. Okay. So Hess's department store was here, Clover, Strawbridge's and Clothier, and Clover was here. Mm-hmm. So for us, the Clover was $300,000 worth of business. So when they closed shop, when Strawbridge's was bought out and they closed shop, that entire market, so a lot of models lost work from that. So there has been a lot of changes in the negative way as well. And then also the internet has been a blessing and a curse in the same way where the internet, whereas before, say for a catalog house, they might book 10 models, a wide variety, a blonde, brunette, maybe an Asian model, an African-American model. They do a nice wide variety. Mm-hmm. Now, oftentimes their budgets have been cut and with the internet, they might hire just one and use that same one model across the board on various programs. The good thing is in the Philadelphia area, there's been more television work. Mm-hmm. So Philadelphia doesn't have as much fashion print or fashion. So hence why I've gotten very strong in developing our models and then placing them in New York and Chicago and other markets. Mm-hmm. But we do book a lot of television and commercial work. So there's more acting work. And then there's a couple more films have come to town, which has been helpful.
And they are being produced here. They are being directed and produced. The work is happening in Philadelphia itself.
Yes.
All right. So when it comes to, comparing yourself with New York or Chicago or all the big cities, Philadelphia still has a lot of, path moving forward, is it?
Yeah. It's a good city. Because I do place in Chicago and I place in New York, a lot of the agencies are saying the same. It is not quite the same. There's not as much work. The budgets are not quite what they used to be 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
So there has been changes. But still, it's a highly competitive industry. We all do our best for our talent. We all try to get our talent work. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of opportunity. It just depends upon somebody's look and marketability.
When we talk about competition, how do you deal with the new agencies which are coming up? And, how do you deal with the competition?
Well, we are a boutique agency, and so boutique typically means less. Less is more. Hmm. The quality over quantity. We're a legitimate agency. There are some agencies that, are considered what you might say ripoffs in the industry, but we're a very good, established 27-year-old agency. So I think that clients are contacting, the three or four good, solid agencies. So eventually the talent that might wander into some of those other agencies that are not well known or respected, I think they'll find us eventually.
All right, let's cut into another break. And once we come back, we'll sit with Ellen and talk more about model management agency. Stay tuned.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639, 215-238-0639, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 6 weeks while eating real food? Don't want to deal with messy shakes, bars that taste like cardboard, or disgusting prepackaged food? ChiroThin could be just what you're looking for. Here's what ChiroThin is not: a fad diet, exercise program, drugs, or surgery. ChiroThin is doctor supervised and is one of the fastest ways to lose 20 or more pounds. To find out if you're a candidate for ChiroThin, call 610-237-6645. That number is 610-237-6645. And schedule your no charge, no obligation consultation.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We are here with Ellen from Model Management Agency. So, Ellen, tell me about the fact that earlier what used to happen is like people would just come in with their photographs in their hand, their portfolios, big, photo shoots that they have done, and they would come and submit to you. And today, everything is digitalized. So how does that change really affect the business?
Well, it has its blessings and its curses, but mostly blessings. So everything has gone digital, and the girls and guys can have right on a laptop all of their photos rather than carrying the huge portfolios. But now, because there is still, you know, there's some old school. I'm old school. Mm-hmm. I like to see those 9x12 photos and 8x10 headshots. So a lot of our models do carry a 9x12 portfolio, and they also can have it on their iPad as well.
Okay. So do your clients also want it the same way, or do they want it in their email address, the photographs?
Yes, we email. So we utilize an online website for specifically showing clients the model's portfolio. So everything is digital. Everything is online. So literally 15, 20 years ago, we'd have 20 FedEx packages going out to clients, and we'd have we probably had to FedEx the photographer, then the art director, and the client. So on maybe one job, three different people were getting a full package of headshots.
Oh, wow.
Now it's done with a click of an email. So we can copy the art director, the photographer, the advertising agency, and you know, show them the online portfolios.
So everybody gets the package at one time.
Yes.
So
yes.
What about these new social media tools that we've got? We've got Facebook, Twitter. With all these tools coming in, does that help the clients, or does that help the models in some way?
Well, as far as self-promotion, I mean, it's been good for self-promotion because people can look up Model Management Agency on our Facebook, and by going through the Facebook and see some of our accounts, some of the models and talent that we have booked, you know, some of the headshots, some of the people that we represent, and then also on our Instagram, and I think it's MMA_models_talent.
Yeah.
I am not the techie in the office. I have two wonderful full-time agents that are their background is excellent, and they also are really high tech when it comes to Instagram, Facebook, and all of the, you know, uploading and changing the photograph sizes and all of that. That was never my background.
All right, so you have a great team to take care of.
Absolutely, great team.
So what is next for MMA? What is next for Model Management Agency?
Well, I just placed one of our talents with CESD, which is one of the biggest talent agencies in New York City. So besides placing a lot of our models, I'm starting to really help the actors' careers grow more so into New York City as well. So we can continue to represent them here in the Philadelphia market, and we book them what we can in Philadelphia, but then we work as their mother agent, like a manager almost, to get them more work in New York City. So, you know, that's something. And then we'll be having in a couple of years, we'll be having our 30-year anniversary party. So
that'll
be fun.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, before we go, let's remind people your website and your email address where they can reach you.
Okay. We are mmaagency.com, www.mmaagency.com. And the email address is info@mmaagency.com. Two M's, two A's. MMAagency.com.
All right, Ellen, it was wonderful talking to you. You were listening to Lifestyles. I'm Naina, your host for today, and Dee Lyman would be returning next week. This program was brought to you by Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm, American Advertising Agency. For free information and ideas, call Joe Ball at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. See you next week. Till then, bye-bye.